If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Once again on this Lord's Day, this December Sunday, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Worth Baptist Hour is on the air to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ into your home. We believe that the greatest opportunity for evangelical Christians and Bible-believing churches is just ahead of us. These are days when men are seeking and searching for the truth. All over the world, there seems to be a longing for and a yearning after the things of the Lord. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. I believe God is getting His people ready for that great event. And all over the world today, while the gospel is being preached in many languages to multiplied millions of people, who knows, this may be the time when the Lord Jesus Christ will come again. The Bible tells us to live in readiness for His coming. Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." So, beloved, as we come to you again by the facilities of this radio station, with this gospel message, we challenge you to put Christ and the church first in your life today. The month of December has gotten off to a wonderful start here at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday was Youth Day, and we had almost 500 people in our Sunday school last week. Today, December 10th, is Children's Day in our Sunday school, and we'll be honoring all of our graded departments. Then next Sunday, one week from today, on December 17th, we're having Family Day. I'd like to say just a word to the heads of the families listening now. God has placed upon your shoulders a tremendous responsibility to bring the family in the right way, to bring them to Christ, to bring them to the Bible, to bring them to the church. So we invite you, heads of families, to get the family together this week and bring them to Sunday school and to the services of worship one week from today on Family Day, December 17th, here at Worth Baptist Church. Then on December 24th, it's Christmas Eve Day. And my, what a tremendous opportunity to celebrate the birth of Christ by being in Sunday school and church on Christmas Eve Day. The last Sunday of December, of course, is New Year's Eve Day. And on New Year's Eve Day, we'll be having a great time as we end out the old year here at Worth Baptist Church. So the days of December are days of opportunity. They are days of a thrilling challenge for Bible-believing Christians. So we invite you to come even today and worship God with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, and for every age and every grade level. The Bible only is our textbook here in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist. Today we will be surveying the book of 1 Thessalonians. Throughout the recent months, we have been in a survey of the entire Bible. We survey a book of the Bible every Sunday in our Sunday School. So we invite you to get the family together and bring them today to hear the Word of God in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. We believe the Bible, we honor Christ, and we believe that the greatest book in all the world is the Book of God. And this is the textbook, and we're teaching it every Sunday in every class here at Worth Baptist. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. It would be our joy for you to come today and share the good things of the Lord during the days of December 1972 with us here at Worth Baptist Church. The Lord is blessing, and souls are being saved, and a spirit of revival is on here at Worth Baptist. If you're looking for a place where you can worship the Lord in a friendly and in a spiritual atmosphere, we believe you'll find it in the inspirational services of Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street, in Fort Worth. You can reach Worth Baptist Church from any part of the city of Fort Worth by the expressway systems, by Highway 287 South, that's the Pauley Freeway, and by Loop 820. From wherever you live, it's only a few minutes to Worth Baptist Church at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Come today and be our guest. Study the Word of God in the Sunday School Hour, fellowship with God's people, and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness in the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. Let me remind you again, particularly about next Sunday, 1 week from today. It's Family Day, and we're hoping that you'll get the whole family together and bring them to Sunday school and bring them to church. We believe it'll be a blessing to your heart and to your life. To honor Christ and to honor the Bible is to honor God. And I know deep in your heart today, as you're listening to this broadcast, surely there is a desire, Daddy, on your part. Mother, surely there is a desire on your part to bring your children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And I trust that you'll do it. And I trust that you'd make today a new beginning for your life, for your family, by attending the Sunday school and the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. We just believe the old-fashioned way. We believe God is still doing business in 1972. We believe God is still on His throne. We believe the Bible is true. We believe Jesus Christ is coming. So we'd like for you to be a part of this, even today, in the Sunday school hour and in the services of worship of Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. If you will write us this week, we will send you free and postage paid, without any obligation to you whatsoever, a copy of our booklet entitled Times Like These. This is a book of a scriptural approach to the everyday problems of life. The Bible is the guidebook. So if you will write this week, we'll send you one of the little booklets, Times Like These. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled Spiritual Dropouts. I shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, beginning at verse 66, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for Worth Baptist Hour. We thank Thee for the facilities of this station to voice the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee for the blessed hope that is ours, that Jesus Christ is coming again. We pray today that all over this city and all over this county and all in this area, that men might be stirred in their hearts by the gospel truth, that we might lift up our eyes and look up, knowing that our redemption draweth nigh. May this be a day of revival. May it be a day of men turning to Christ. May it be a day of salvation for many. We would pray particularly for those who are burdened, for those who have heavy hearts, for those who are lost, for those who need a helping hand, for those who need the Lord Jesus Christ. We would pray that this broadcast and this message would be used of the Holy Spirit to bring men to Christ and to bring men to the church. This is our prayer and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now John chapter 6 and verse 66. From that time many of His disciples went back and walked with Him no more. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Spiritual dropouts. In our day, we hear a great deal about the word dropout. A dropout is not new in the world of the 20th century. It's just a new name for an old character. What is a dropout anyhow? Well, we might say a dropout is one who begins, but along the way somewhere, gives up, turns back, fades out of the picture. This is characteristic of one who would be called a dropout. There are school dropouts, business dropouts, career dropouts, and job dropouts. But I want to talk to you about a different kind of dropout today. I call them spiritual dropouts. And that's my subject for today's broadcast. Spiritual dropouts. Now, Jesus did not call them by that name specifically, but he strongly implied that that's what they were. Listen again to these words. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Jesus had just fed the 5,000. When all the bread and the fish were gone, some turned aside. Some faded out of the picture. Some dropped out. So I believe we could rightly call them dropouts. Perhaps I'm speaking to someone today who has become a spiritual dropout. There was a time in your life when Christ was first. There was a time in your life when you read the Bible and went to church. There was a time when you really loved God and when you really served the Lord Jesus Christ. But today, it's different. You're cold. You're indifferent. You're unconcerned. You've slipped away. You've dropped out. Oh, I would admonish you today to turn again to the Bible, turn again to the church, turn again to Christ, and renew the vows that you once made Him, and get on the firing line for Christ, because these are very crucial days in which we live. After Jesus had sized up the situation, as it were, he turned to the 12 apostles and asked them, "Will you also go away? Will you become dropouts too?" Well, I'm glad the apostle Peter answered. If James had answered, he might have said, "Well, let's go back to our fishing and to our boating. There's no profit in this for us." Judas might have said, "Well, there's no money in it for the 12. Let's go back." Thomas might have said, the doubter that he was, "Well, maybe Jesus is not the Messiah after all. Let's go back to our former business." But no, Peter answered. And Peter said, "Lord, to whom can we go? Thou dost have the words of life." Let me pose this question to you today. If you leave the Lord Jesus, if you leave the Bible, if you leave Christianity, if you leave the church, where will you go? Will you go to philosophy? I trust not, because reasoning without righteousness is folly. Will you go to science? Ah, but a formula without faith is profitless. Would you go to psychiatry? Beloved, a good head without a good heart is zero. Don't ever forget that when God measures a man, he puts the measuring tape around his heart and not around his head. We must, I repeat, we must stay with Jesus. We must stay with the Bible. We must stay with the truth. We must stay with the church. Let us consider for a moment or two some of the notable dropouts in the Bible. The rich young ruler was a dropout. According to Matthew chapter 19, he came to Jesus and asked him a very searching question concerning eternal life. And when Jesus answered him and told him to sell all of his goods and come after him and follow him, the Bible says that the rich young ruler went away sorrowful because he had much possessions. Let's notice several things about this man. First of all, he was rich. There is no evil in riches if riches are used properly. This man was young. Everybody covets the vim, vigor, and vitality of youth. There was nothing wrong with his being young. He was a ruler. He was a man of honor, of integrity, and of leadership ability. He was polite and mannerly. Notice how he addressed Jesus. "Good master," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He was indeed mannerly. And then I believe he was a man of good intentions. I believe he sincerely sought the right way. But he was a dropout. And the one word that would characterize this man being a dropout, I believe, would be the word selfishness. He went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. I've known some people who are dropouts in life, some people who are just too selfish to do the thing that God wants them to do. Some would say, I would be a Christian, but it costs too much. Some of you listening as a Christian might say, I'd be a soul winner, but there are too many other things for me to do. You might say, I would teach in a Sunday school class, but there's too much involved. Some of you might say, I would tithe and invest my money in the cause of Christ, but I just can't afford it. Beloved, the truth of the matter is, you cannot afford not to put your tithe and your money in the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ through the local church. Yes, the rich young ruler was a dropout. And then the man Mark was a dropout. We read in Acts chapter 15 that he would not go to the work, and therefore Paul would not take him on the missionary journey. Why was Mark a dropout? Perhaps he lacked motivation. Perhaps it's because he wanted to stay at home. Or maybe it was simply because he didn't want to do the work at hand. He didn't want to have to launch out to a worldwide ministry. He wanted to stay in Jerusalem. He didn't have whatever it took to motivate him to launch out in a missionary endeavor with the Apostle Paul, so we could characterize the man Mark as a spiritual dropout. Now, don't misunderstand. Mark is to be commended for what he did. But Mark quit too soon. Some of you listening today to Worth Baptist Hour, you have quit altogether too soon. There was a time when you had a record of service for Christ, but you've quit, you've turned aside, you have become a dropout. Oh, I trust today that you'd turn back. Come back to the place that you once were. Take a new leash on your Christian life and begin again to serve God, and don't become as Mark or as the rich young ruler and be a dropout. Then there's another man who was a notable dropout in the Scripture. His name was Demas. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writes to young Timothy saying, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. The one word then that would summarize the character of Demas would be worldliness. Demas loved the world system more than he loved the gospel. Therefore, Demas became a dropout. The Bible has a great deal to say about this world system. Satan is the god of this world. He's the prince of the power of the air. This world system is anti-God. This world system is anti-Christ. This world system is anti-Bible. And the Christians should not, indeed, must not become conformed to this world. I read in James chapter 4, at verse 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity against God? Whosoever therefore is the friend of the world is the enemy of God. In 1 John chapter 2 we read, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And then Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Beloved, I believe we as Christians should be different from the world. I do not believe there's any room for worldly attachment in the life of the believer. Paul says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Beloved, don't be a spiritual dropout. Remember Peter's answer, Lord, where can we go? Thou hast the words of life. As for me, I'm staying. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and I'm staying. And I trust today that would be your testimony. You will stay with Christ and not become a spiritual dropout. And may the Lord bless you. And this gospel message, I trust that you would take inventory in your own life. Ask yourself this question, am I a spiritual dropout? If you feel tendencies toward dropping out today, let me encourage you to stay with Christ, stay with the Bible, look at what God has done, and in the taking of the inventory in your own heart and in your own life, be determined today by the grace of God that you would be a front runner in the Christian life, that you would be what God wants you to be. that you would put Christ first today. Why don't you make up your mind right now, if you feel yourself slipping away, to just get on your knees. Just talk to the Lord about it. Just ask God to forgive you. Ask God to give you a sense of direction. Ask God to show you the right way. And if, my friend, you've never been saved, why don't you just pray the sinner's prayer right now? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God will save you even in this moment. And as you prepare for this day, why not prepare to attend Sunday school and church at Worth Baptist Church? We believe it would be a blessing to you to come today and study the Word of God in the Sunday school hour and to worship the Lord in the services of worship. Remember, God has invested a great deal in your life. God loves you. Jesus Christ died for you, and He wants you to serve Him today. So, until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.